is Henry Hecker of the Mequonago Historical Society.
And Commander Todd from WFAQ-LP-FM.
Today we are talking to Arnie and Carol Fickow, Ron Reinke, and Bob Bartelt about life in Mequonago over the course of several decades, starting with the 1940s. Here is an episode of Memories of Mequonago.
But that's some of my older memories, and like the lumber yard, Birmingham and Hickson lumber yard, Elmer Ninnebach.
Yep.
And he lived three blocks away, and if he couldn't hear the lumber slapping when they were unloading lumber, he'd go over there, hey, well, what, are you guys resting or what? You're supposed to be unloading that car of lumber. All by hand. Everything was by hand. But
where was that located?
End of Division Street.
Just before the, just before Holt and Swan.
Yeah,
it's Grand Avenue, Marty. It's Grand Avenue.
Okay. The last place on the right hand side.
Grand, yeah.
Grand Avenue. By the railroad track?
Division.
Yeah,
yeah.
Grand. By the railroad track.
Yeah. And the lumber yard, it comes to a point, and then the dairy, and there's just horns. And
who was Ralph Caldwell with those tank trucks that used to park there on Grand? What was he?
Jack.
Jack Caldwell.
Jack Caldwell.
Jack
Caldwell. Jack Caldwell.
Yes.
Jack Caldwell.
What? Okay.
He had big semis. They were, yeah.
Parked right there on Grand Avenue.
Yeah. Yep. He used to cross to the second. A lot of out of Chicago.
And his teacher was, I mean, his daughter was a teacher.
And her husband was a driver for his father-in-law.
Yeah.
Jack.
Jack Caldwell, yeah.
That was Arnie and Carol Fickow, Ron Reinke, and Bob Bartelt telling us about life in Mequonago in decades past. This has been Memories of Mequonago.